have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome. We could,
like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair coming to you live from the Civic Media Global Headquarters in downtown Madison High above State Street. Greg Bach and the Calvinator coming to you live from our studio in Waukesha. It is day one of our On the Road with Jane and Todd tour. That's why I'm here in Madison. Todd Alba's show, of course, coming up next from noon to 2 p.m. And once he wraps up his show, we're jumping in Todd's truck, and we're driving to Richland Center. We're going to be broadcasting live from 10 to 2 tomorrow, live from Richland Center. I hope everybody can come out and say hello. Really looking forward to this. We're going to have a lot of fun. Also, we are in the midst this hour of our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. The word to text this hour via the Civic Media app is FUN, F-U-N. Text the word FUN, and you are in the running for a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. One winner per day picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. Everyone who enters, whether you win a prize, an hourly prize or a daily prize, everybody's in the running for one of two staycations, Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat. Go with that one. Go with that one. Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores and Door County stay at the Ridges, Inn and Suites. Again, the word this hour is FUN. FUN. Todd and I have a little friendly competition going on to see who can get the most entries. Greg Bach, how can people get that ever-important extra entry?
Oh, very, very simple. Once you have texted the word FUN through the free Civic Media app, which you have downloaded on your device, you are going to receive a message from us, Civic Media, asking you a simple question. And that question is, are you registered to vote? You answer the question honestly. There's no right or wrong answer. Though if you aren't registered to vote, we do ask that you do eventually before the election, because it's very important to make sure you are. And you can actually do that by going to myvote.wi.gov to check your registration status. And if you're not registered, you can do it there. But answer that question. Are you registered to vote? Yes or no? And then you will automatically get another entry into the contest. That is double the entries. And we were talking about it yesterday. There are 7 opportunities to enter during the day just by texting the FUN word. Our word's FUN, but the words are always FUN. That means you get 14 entries if you respond. So
look at that.
What do you have? They're going to pay for your gas if you win.
We're even going to give you gas to get there and back. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. We want you to get home. I think that's an important element of going away is coming back. So, yes, we're doing it all the way around. Text the word FUN. You have until noon. And then Todd Aldo will have another word, a new word for you coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We have a steak dinner on the line. For whoever wins, loser has to buy the steak dinner. We should find out hopefully shortly after Todd's show wraps up on Friday when we're in Amory. So we'll see how that goes. We're going to lighten things up a little bit for the last half hour while I'm here in Madison and talk about some hard takes on food. And this is something, Greg, that we wanted to do for a while. We've talked about this for a while.
Yeah.
And now there's this whole discussion going on in the Civic Media General chat. I don't know if you saw this, about cilantro.
Oh, yeah.
Major opinions on cilantro, people.
Shouldn't they be, you know, working or something?
They are. They're providing content, Greg. It's all content. It's all content. Yes, I can't eat cilantro.
Yeah.
Tastes like soap.
Yeah.
Cilantro is evil.
Okay. Calm down.
My brother tastes soap with cilantro. I get yummy goodness. I am not a cilantro fan.
My wife left me for cilantro.
But people have very hard opinions about certain foods. What is yours?
Well,
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
So the cilantro thing, I'm pretty sure that's a genetic thing. That's not something you can control. It's going to taste like, because that's the one thing I hear all the time. It tastes like soap.
Right.
So I feel like that I've been told that that's a genetic thing. You're either born with it or you're not born with it. Like I love cilantro. I mean, don't overdo it, but it tastes good to me. It doesn't taste like soap. I don't hate it. So I don't have a hard take on cilantro. I have tons of hard takes on other foods. I mean, I'll tell you, one of the reasons why we brought this up is because, and I think the reason why this conversation was spurned in the chat was because Pat talked about the fact that it is National German Chocolate Cake Day.
Happy German Chocolate Cake Day.
Or if you think it's, as I referred to it, as a human rights violation, no. Because I think German chocolate cake is disgusting. The textures are, and I'm not really a texture guy. That's not something that keeps me from enjoying foods. But there's something about the cake with the frosting, with the pecans, with the coconut that just makes it feel like I am committing a crime. So,
too many things going on at one time.
Yes, and also doesn't taste good. Just put that right on top. That's the cherry on top of the cake.
Well, you're not a coconut fan, for one thing.
I am not.
You are not a coconut fan.
I do not like coconut.
What is your hard take on a food? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Calvin, any opinions on cilantro or a food in general?
I'm not a huge fan of cilantro, but I don't think I have the gene that makes it taste like soap. I just don't love it.
Yeah.
Goes a long way.
I have two, I guess, and they're both related to cheese on brand for Wisconsin. One is mild white cheeses are the only cheese that belongs on pizza. Don't put any cheddar or Colby Jack or anything like that on pizza. It's gross.
Mozzarella only.
Provolone's good, acceptable in some situations, but outside of that, you're playing on thin ice.
Whoa, don't come to Calvin's house with no cheddar cheese on your pizza.
Well, it comes from my dad likes to doctor up the frozen pizzas, and sometimes he puts shredded cheddar on it, and it's gross. I don't like it.
What doesn't provolone is like the second lightest cheese on the. It's so light it floats in the air. It's almost, and I love provolone. What does provolone not belong on?
Provolone, I think, is one cheese that can go on anything.
Yeah, I agree.
It can go on pizza.
The cheese for all.
It's good for a cold cut sandwich. It's probably my most regular place I eat provolone.
I like it on a good meatball sub. If I'm going to indulge in a meatball sub from time to time, provolone's good on there. Now we're just going to talk about the cheeses we like. Calvin, what was your other food that you said you had a hot take on?
My other one was American cheese should not be served cold in any capacity.
I think that's
only intended to be melted. Don't give me a cold sandwich with American cheese on it. That's gross.
We got a question for me on the live stream from Scott in St. Louis. Is there a specific German chocolate cake Greg hates? I grew up with Splitterkuchen. Okay, Splitterkuchen, a German cake with lots of chocolate, and it's great. Scott, here's a simple answer. If the German chocolate cake includes pecans, coconut, and a rancid, disgusting frosting, then I hate it. So there you go. And I think in order to be German chocolate cake, they all have to have that. So gross.
I think German chocolate cake is tasty.
More for you then. And you can and then you know what? I'll get you some German chocolate cake, and I will get you a tub of German potato salad, and you can take that and destroy it, and I will never look at it again because both of those are horrendous.
We are taking your hot takes on food. A listener here in Madison on WMDX, no eggs in potato salad. It's called potato salad. I completely agree with you.
Well, okay.
Completely.
That's fine if you don't want egg in your potato salad, but that's a kind of a, then you just have potato. You can't put any sort of sauce. You can't put any spice.
Well, of course you can. Well, she doesn't want eggs in there.
That's fine. But using the line of it's potato salad, that's not a good enough reason not to put egg in it. You don't want egg, don't put egg in it. But if that's the case, then you just eat potatoes.
No.
I'm not wrong.
Yes, you are. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, what is your hot take on food? What is your hot take on food? I worked with a guy a number of years ago, the loveliest man in the world. He was just a sweetheart. And he had the most violent opinions about celery.
What?
Celery.
What?
Which is like the most innocuous. I mean, celery barely has any taste, right?
Celery is just a wet paperweight.
I like a little celery in chicken salad and even potato salad, and celery has its place, but he was like, he called celery a noxious weed.
Okay, that just sounds like someone hurt him.
I had just never met anyone with such a violent reaction to celery.
I don't understand why, like, it doesn't, like you said, it's watery nothing. It's chewy, watery nothing.
And most of it is water. It's primarily water, right?
Yeah, it's just water. I don't understand. That just seems like he must have eaten something as a kid and he didn't like it, and that was it. And he formed that opinion then, and there was no going back. No ants on a log, no no hummus and celery, no nothing. That's it. It is your A number one enemy. I thought I didn't like German chocolate cake. I don't understand why you don't like celery, but whatever. So
Donna from DeForest texting in, listening on WAUK. I just made potato salad with a hard-boiled egg in it for lunch today. Does your egg hater know that mayonnaise is made with eggs? You can't have potato salad without mayonnaise, right? See, and Donna, I hear you, and I love mayonnaise. I will only eat scrambled eggs, only.
How come she gets, I hear you and I understand, but I get, you're wrong?
Because I work with you, and I
that's
can
fair.
That
that's fair
friends.
Point. But I mean, I think she brings up a fair point. I feel like if you know, if you don't like, do you like the rest of the stuff in the potato salad, or else I'll just throw potatoes in a bowl and be like, here's potato salad. I won't even cook it for you raw.
Hard boiled eggs are gross.
I understand.
Poached eggs should be in a science fiction film.
Yeah,
I could see a poached egg flying through space.
Yeah, honestly, I think that that's very, like, poached eggs, of course I'm going to I'll eat an Eggs Benny, but, like, I understand why. And also, it's of all the eggs to prepare, it's the most difficult, where they're like, if you do it even slightly wrong, it's destroyed forever.
Right, right. They're very picky.
Yeah.
Gretchen from Green Bay, listening in Madison on WMDX, celery is gross.
What?
Horrible taste as well as texture. We're all entitled to our opinions, except apparently for Greg.
Hey, excuse me, miss. You're wrong about potato salad. I think you just threw your flag down there. No, that one is mind-blowing. Like, cilantro, I get. German potato salad, I get. Eggs, I totally get. Bridget she's not allergic to them, but she absolutely she can't even smell them, or she gets nauseous.
Any form
form whatsoever. I think and I feel bad, and she feels bad, because like we go to this restaurant where they throw half a hard boiled egg onto your Bloody Mary, and she can't tell them she's allergic because she's not. But if she smells it, if it's on her food, she doesn't want to eat it, and I get it because that's all she smells and sees anymore. So
well, and it's a very strong scent from a hard boiled egg in particular, right?
Yeah, it's well, yeah, and then you've got the little bit of cayenne on there. Is it cayenne or is it whatever spice they throw on there? I eat them up. I'm fine with that. But
oh, it might it, yeah.
But
might
I totally understand why people don't like eggs. I understand that it's not a good looking food.
What's your hard take on food? Your hard take on food. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, and text in the word fun via the Civic Media app by noon today, and you'll be entered in our statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to O.U. Gibbons, and
that's
I only eat homegrown spice.
Steamer.
I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair coming to you live from our Civic Media headquarters in downtown Madison, high above State Street. Greg Buck and Calvin on the board coming to you from Waukesha. Todd Alba and I kicking off our On the Road with Jane and Todd tour today in Madison. Todd is coming up next from noon to 2, and once Todd's show wraps up, we're going to jump in his truck and head to Richland Center. We will be broadcasting live from Richland Center tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and tomorrow we're going to be at Crosscut Park in Richland Center, so if you can come out and join us, bring a lawn chair, maybe bring a little umbrella. It's supposed to be a little bit warm today or tomorrow, but weather is looking good. And then Thursday, we're in Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. And then we wrap up our tour Friday in Michael Park in Amory.
Amory.
Favorite place. I haven't been yet, but I will this Friday. Very, very excited about that. You also have a couple of minutes left to text in the word via the Civic Media app. Text the word FUN, F-U-N, and then you are entered in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Every hour, somebody picks up a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, somebody gets a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And then everybody, whether you win or not, in the drawing for two grand prizes, your choice of a staycation, either in Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or in Door County. And again, everybody who enters, with winner or not, you are all entered for those grand prizes. And we'll even give you gas to get there and back. So text the word FUN, F-U-N, by noon, and then Todd will have another word. I believe it's Shequamagon. Yeah. Coming up at 1 o'clock. I can't say that for certain.
I heard it was all one word. Matt Nair on Air is the winner. That's what I heard.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, all one word. Spelled how it sounds.
Listen to Todd at 1 o'clock. He'll give you the word to text in. We have been taking your hard takes on food. There was this big discussion in the Civic Media General chat this morning about cilantro. Lots of anti-cilantro people. And so we're just curious, what is your, nope, not doing it, you can't make me. We have Liz from Saukville listening on WAUK. I can't stand yellow mustard on anything. Disgusting chemical grossness. Not even on Chicago-style hot dogs.
Oh, Chicago-style versus the world is a whole, that's an hour.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, it's tamper it down, Chicago. We get it. You like junk on your hot dogs. Go on.
Angie in Monroe, sorry, listening on WMDX, raw onions. Nope, not doing it. Can't make me.
Okay, all right. All are accepted here. We understand that totally and completely. If you like your food, you like your food. If you don't like your food, you don't like your food. We got one another. We got a clarification from Scott in St. Louis. He said that Splitterkuchen has none of the ingredients that I hate about German chocolate cake, but it's a recipe that she brought back from Germany. So, Scott, it seems like it's not German chocolate cake. It's a cake from Germany, which I'm totally down to try, a Splitterkuchen. And then he also said, and this is a divisive one, but we'll throw down and ruin a Thanksgiving. Hot take, pineapple belongs in pizza, sweet acid to complement four cheese. And I'm going to say this right now. I was in the no pineapple, no Hawaiian pizza camp for so long, and I said that simply because in my brain it sounded disgusting. And then one day a friend handed me a slice. I tried one. And do you ever do that thing where when you're doing it, you realize in your head, one, you're enjoying it, and two, you're wrong? Like, there's the enjoyment factor, and then you're also thinking to yourself, oh, God, I got it.
Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly. Pineapple on pizza is tasty, especially with ham. The sweet and the salt, yep, bring it.
Texture from 844, my niece hates celery, and so I never buy it. My sister visited and bought celery. My niece's son said, what is this? I like it. Hot takes on food. Another one listening in Madison. Celery is a negative calorie food. Yeah. You burn more calories chewing it than you take in by swallowing it.
I mean, I personally think celery is nothing more than a conduit to get the sauce or the dip to your face.
Absolutely.
It's the perfect portal.
It's a dip delivery system.
Exactly. And it's not a chip, so you get less carbs and it just disappears. It does its job. I can't hate celery because I just, that's so interesting. But it really serves its purpose in the Bach household for hummus.
Ben from West Bend says, no fish liver. I am completely with you on that.
What?
Or Chinese food. Now, I do love Chinese food.
Oh, yeah, Chinese food.
Good Chinese food is absolutely worth it. And yeah. Matt from Germantown is asking, listening on WAUK, who is winning the contest between Todd and I? We beat him yesterday by 6 entries. I'm not sure what the overall total is, and this is going to go through Friday. Up for grabs as a steak dinner. Whoever gets the most entries for our text to win contest, whoever loses has to buy the winner a steak dinner at a supper club in Amory. So hopefully we will get we will know the results shortly after Todd's show wraps up on Friday for this highly contestable rivalry we have going.
But Matt, let's face it. Matt and I are on air, the three of us, Jane, Calvin, and myself, we're winning in the hearts of America.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah. Thank you. And spread the word. Spread the word, friend.
And how does one get an extra entry, Greg?
Oh, it's very, very simple. You enter the first time by texting through the app the word. So this hour, it's fun. You got about 3.5 minutes left. And then you're going to get a response back from Civic Media asking you a question. That question is very simple. Are you registered to vote? Answer it, yes or no, and you will automatically be entered another time into the contest. So you double your chances every hour because you can participate every single hour.
Yes, every hour that we play it. So it's 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock. Lots of chances to win. Everybody who enters, again, whether or not you win a daily or hourly prize, is in the running for that one of those 2 staycations. So everybody's in the running for the grand prize. So fun. You got just a couple of minutes left. Text the word fun via the Civic Media app, and you will be in the running as well. And then we want people to vote. We want people to get involved in the political process. It's really important, more so, and I know we all hear this all the time. This is the most important election of our lives. This one is really important.
It's very important.
All right. We have news coming up next. Then Todd will be slipping into the chair. And just a reminder, tomorrow on the show, while we're in Richland Center, Greg, we've had him on before. Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires is going to be joining us at 10:33, and then Dr. Laura Hanks at 11:33 for our public service announcement. So I hope you can join us for that. Want to thank Greg and Calvin and our engineers, and to Todd for getting us all set up here. Thank you so much. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all to all of you for calling and texting and listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay right here. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for day 8 of Joe Biden's Top 100. We'll be talking about school vouchers and what they mean for your family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden Tuesday touted the work his administration's done to curb gun violence.
You know, the year before I came to the presidency, the murder rate was the highest increase on record. Last year, we saw the largest decrease of murder in history.
But before that speech, the president's son, Hunter, was convicted of a gun crime in Delaware. He faces up to 25 years in prison for lying on forms about his drug use when buying a gun. President Biden traveled to Delaware to be with his family. There were primary contests Tuesday in four states. In Nevada, a former Army captain, Sam Brown, won the state's Republican Senate primary. He had picked up the last-minute endorsement of former President Donald Trump. And a judge in Florida struck down a 2023 state law that blocked gender-affirming care for transgender minors and restricted treatment for adults, saying the statute's unconstitutional. This is ABC News. The former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, was on Capitol Hill Tuesday testifying behind closed doors to a congressional subcommittee to investigating how his administration handled the coronavirus pandemic.
The GOP-led panel subpoenaed Cuomo, a Democrat, in March for this deposition. Republican lawmakers are specifically focused on his administration's handling of COVID patients in nursing homes and instructions given to facilities in the early days of the pandemic. Cuomo has said he's proud of his response and that this probe is political. Arriving on Capitol Hill, he told reporters this was an opportunity
to actually get the truth and the facts out, and I welcome that opportunity.
Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Joey Chestnut has won all but one Nathan's hot dog eating contest since 2007. Major League Eating says he'll not be allowed to take part in this July 4th contest because of his endorsement agreement with another company. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Jane Mattner, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on Air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out! They got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air,
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected.